Thanks, good morning. I will continue talking about BT resistance. My talk today is performance of field populations of Zaire against pyramidal BT cone and VIP3A1 protein. A little bit of introduction about this insect, the cone earworm, also called cotton bollworm. It is a major target pest of pyramidal BT cone and BT cotton in the U.S. The BT technology was used for control of cone earworm or cotton bollworm since 1996, and currently the BT proteins used in the BT cotton, you can characterize them into three different groups: CRA1, which contains CRA1AB, CRA1AC, and CRA1F, and the CRA2 proteins contains CRA2AB2 and CRA2AE. The final group is VIP3A. The cotton experienced three different generations from single genes product Borgard 1 and 2, second generation Borgard 2, wide strike and twin link, and the multiple gene generation, the third generation, which contains three genes. And similarly, for the BT proteins in the BT cone, it also has three different groups: CRA1, CRA1AB, CRA1F, and CRA1A105, for CRA2AB2, and the final is VIP3A. For the cone, it experienced two generations, from first generation single BT protein product, and then second generation, we also call it pyramidal BT cone. It expresses two or more different BT proteins for targeting the same insect pest. So the major concern for the BT technology is resistance. With a high selection pressure and a constant exposure over Zaire to the same or very similar BT proteins used in both cone and cotton could result in the fast evolution of resistance. These are recent studies. The cone earworm has evolved field resistance to CRA1A105, CRA2AB2, Sviticone imaran, which was reported in 2016. And Dominic last year reported bollworm has evolved field practical resistance to pyramidal BT cone expressing CRA1AC and CRA1F, and CRA1AC plus CRA2AB2 in NC state. And the control problems has also occurred in the BT cone and the cotton field in areas of Middle South. So the objective of our study here is to determine the occurrence and yield damage of cone earworm against the different pyramidal BT cone hybrids in the field in Texas. So for our field study, we tested three different BT cone hybrids, which included VT double pole expressing CRA1A105 and CRA2AB2, intersect, which contains CRA1AB and CRA1F, lecture, CRA1AB, CRA1F, plus VIP3A, as well as two isolated non-BT hybrids. So each of these hybrids were planted on 10 by 30 feet plot with four rows, and each row contains about 43 plants. These plots were then arranged in RCBT design with four different replications. The data we recorded here is number of larvae and the averaging staff per year. We also recorded damaged areas and the percentage of plants with live larvae, percentage of plants with damaged ears. All of these data were analyzed with one-way or NOVA, with cone hybrid as the main factor, and tested as 0.05 level. So here is our results. We test percentage of plants with live larvae, and compared to the two non-BTs, all of these three BT technologies showed no differences. And then we check the number of larvae per year. For the CRI technologies, the intersect and the VT double pool, and we see no differences when compared to the two non-BTs as in terms of number of larvae per year. And similarly, for the lecture, there were no differences in terms of number of larvae compared to non-BT. And then we check the average insta of the insects on different technologies. Similarly, for the two non-BTs, for the two BTs, intersect and VT double, which expresses CRI proteins, they show no differences compared to the two non-BTs. However, for the lecture, which contains VIP3A1 proteins, the insect was significantly delayed compared to those two non-BTs. And we checked percentage of plants with damaged ears. The two Cry protein technologies, intersecting VT double pool, shows no differences in terms of percentage of plants with damaged ears compared to the two non-VTs. But the lecture, we see significantly lower percentage of plants with damaged ears compared to non-VTs. But it still has like around 6% of plants with damaged ears. And then we check the damaged area per year. The two cry technology hybrids, intersect and VDW, showed no differences compared to the two non-BTs, but the lecture showed significantly lower damaged area. Most of them are tip feeding, is about like 1 to 2 cm². And then we took these like field populations to the lab, and we want to test their susceptibility to the purified proteins. We collected two populations. One is the population from the lecture, and another population is collected from VD triple pool in another field in the same like location. And this picture shows the bollworms we collected from lecture cone, and we tested them with the strips to make sure it expressed the VIP3A protein. And these insects were then assayed in 128 CD international trays. And we infest 1 neonate per cell with 4 replications, and each replication contains 16 neonates. After infestation, these biased trays were maintained at 28 degree, 50% relative humidity, and for a period of 6-to-8 ratio. After 7 days of infestation, we check the results of larva insta and mortality. For the data analysis, we calculate the mortality as 100 times real dead insects plus the larvae were still in the first insta divided by total insects we assayed. And we also calculate growth inhibition, 1 times weight of larvae feeding on control minus weight of larvae feeding on the protein, and divided by weight of larvae feeding on control diet. And we use the probability analysis for calculating LC50 and the 95 confidence limit. And then we calculate the resistance ratio as LC50 of one field population divided by another strain. Also, the mortality and the growth inhibition data were analyzed with 1 ANOVA and tested at 0.05 level. So here is our bioassay results. For the population collected VD triple pool, the LC50 is 0.041 microgram per square centimeter. However, for the populations we collected from lecture, which express VIP3 protein, the LC50 is 0.838 microgram per square centimeter. So, by compared to the population we collected from VD triple pool, the resistance ratio is more than 20-fold. And then we see the response of the mortality at each single concentration. And compare these two populations, and we can see at the concentration of 0.0316 to 1, the population we collect from lecture for the mortality was significantly lower compared to that collected from VD triple pool. And then we compare the growth inhibition, and also the population collected from lecture was less inhibited compared to that population collected from VD triple pool. So, these results suggested the population we collected from lecture showed a significant reduced susceptibility to VIP3A1 protein. And after the purified protein bioassay, we want to confirm these insects from the lecture can survive well on the leaf tissues. So here we tested them against the cotton leaf tissue, wild strax3, which expresses CRA1F, CRA1AC, and the VIP3A. And we use the non-BT as a check. So the insects we use here is the population we collected from lecture, as we described before. And another population is a check population, as the susceptible strain, lab susceptible strain. So these two insects were then assayed against the leaf tissues. The leaf tissue were taken from the field, and the expression or non-expression of the leaf tissue, we use like strips to confirm the cry and the VIP3A proteins inside. So these biases were tested in petri dishes, and 5 neonates per dish with 4 replications and 30 insects per replication. And these biases dishes were maintained at the same like conditions as we described in the doubt by essay. After 7 days, we checked the live instar and their survivorship. For the survivorship, we calculated as 100 times second instar and above, divided by total insect acid, and the survivorship and the live instar were subject to one-way ANOVA and tested at 0.05 level. Here's our results. For the two populations we tested, and on the non-BT, these two populations behaved similarly in terms of survivorship and the average instar. However, on wide spec 3, we see a different story here. For the sub population, we have very low survivorship, is about like 3 to 4.4% survivorship, and most of these survivors was a second instar. However, for the population we collected from lecture, we have relatively high survivorship, more than 40%, and the average instar for these insects at 2.868. So, the cotton leaf tissue bias suggested this population collected from lecture cone showed significantly reduced ability to wide spec 3 leaf tissues compared to our subtopo stream. So, in conclusion, the ZEA apparently has evolved practical resistance to BT cone plants expressing CRY proteins, including CRY1 and CRY2 in the field in Texas. And having infestation of ZEA on CRY1AB, CRY1F, plus VIP3A cone was first detected in the field. And the population we collected from this VIP cone showed a significant resistance ratio to purified VIP3A1 protein compared to other field populations. And the leaf tissue bioassay data suggested this population showed a significant survivorship on wide spec 3 cotton compared to our susceptible strain. So since the crop resistance is very important, is in the field, so it's very important to keep the sustainability of VIP3A technology. Resistance management must adopt to maintain this VIP3A technology. So with that, I'd like to thank BASF for providing us VIP3A1 protein and the USDA for providing funding for this study, Cotton Incorporated for support, and my lab mates for the bioassay.